Congress today certified the victory of President-elect George W. Bush in the Electoral College. It fell to Vice President Al Gore, in his role as President of the Senate, to announce the certification.
May God bless our new President and our new Vice President, and may God bless the United States of America.
The count took longer than usual. House Democrats, mainly from the Congressional Black Caucus, objected to the way the Florida vote was conducted. Vice President Gore, wielding the gavel at today's session, cut short objections such as this one from Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. of Illinois.
I am objecting to the idea that votes in Florida were not counted. And it's a sad day in America, Mr. President, when we can't find a senator to sign
the
these objections.
Gentlemen will suspend. The gentleman will suspend. The chair thanks the gentleman from Illinois, but hey.
Watching today's proceedings was NPR's David Welna. He joins me now from Capitol Hill. David, quite a remarkable moment. Al Gore cutting short objections that were put forward in his favor.
Right, Lisa. Who would ever think that it would be Al Gore who would cut short a discussion that was meant to favor him? But of course, this has been an election and a post-election that has baffled everybody. And I guess today's session, as sort of the crowning act of the post-election process, besides the inauguration, of course, was completely consistent with that theme.
Now, the objections that came today came from members of the Congressional Black Caucus, primarily. Now, why was that?
The members of the Black Caucus say that they were objecting not just on the basis of a man or Gore himself, but because of the vote process itself. They say that this was an election that really disenfranchised many people, especially Black voters. And they say that they were honoring their ancestors who fought and died for the vote, and that they felt chagrined that they were not joined by many other members of Congress, especially not by senators.
Well, yes, David, the objections couldn't go forward because the senators wouldn't put their signature on the objections as the law requires. Why wouldn't anyone do that? It's not even a Democratic senator.
Well, I guess that it was because there's a consensus that it's time to move on. In fact, members of the Black Caucus said that they were pressured by the congressional leadership not to raise objections today. Apparently, members of the Democrats in the Senate felt the same way. And it would have only taken one of them to force this session to split into two and each chamber go back into session to talk about those objections. That didn't happen. And it was simply because they couldn't find a senator who would go along with them.
So all the questioning we've had up until this point of the legitimacy of George W. Bush's assumption of the presidency, all that is now over?
Well, I guess that the formal questioning of the legitimacy has ended with this certification today. However, members of Congress, those who objected especially, said that they will continue to question how this election went. And they say that the only remedy for this really is election reform.
David, we only heard Al Gore speaking just a few minutes ago, but you actually saw him. What was his demeanor like?
I think that you could call him a good sport today. He knew, of course, that he was in a very awkward position, and everyone could imagine what might be going through his mind as he banged the gavel down to cut people short who were actually defending his right as the winner of the popular vote to something more than what he's ended up with, which is that of being a loser. But I think that he came off very well and left an impression of somebody who really does respect the rule of law, even when it goes against him.
NPR's David Welna joined us from Capitol Hill. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Lisa.